It's Thursday, August 5th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christian pastors in Turkey are facing daily threats as the government clamps down on their activities. Pastors from abroad especially face discrimination. Alliance Defending Freedom reports officials forced Canadian-American evangelist David Bile to leave Turkey, where he had ministered with his family for 19 years. Authorities imposed a permanent reentry ban on Biles after he left and tried to return to his family. Biles and his family now live in Germany and are taking their case to the European Court of Human Rights. Biles told Alliance Defending Freedom that they hope to eventually return to their ministry in Turkey. New Zealand is considering legislation to ban so-called conversion therapy. Counselors and pastors who try to help people change their homosexual preference or so-called gender identity could face prison time. New Zealand's justice minister denounced conversion therapy practices, but claimed general religious expressions about sexuality and gender were not under attack. Northern Ireland's First Minister Paul Given has announced he will block any attempt by the UK Parliament to make abortions available in the province. The United Kingdom relaxed abortion laws in Northern Ireland when the Legislative Assembly of the province was suspended in 2019. Given said he would risk being taken to court in order to resist the new abortion laws. An employment court recently ruled that Scotland's biggest grant-making trust discriminated against its Christian CEO for his views on marriage. The Robertson Trust dismissed CEO Kenneth Ferguson last year for his biblical belief that marriage is between one man and one woman. The Christian Institute, which represented Ferguson, said the ruling was a warning to those who would try to mistreat Christians in the workplace. After dropping out of most of her Olympic events, U.S. gymnast Simone Biles got back in the competition on Tuesday. Biles took bronze on the balance beam on the last day for artistic gymnasts in the Tokyo Olympics. Also on Tuesday, American Sydney McLaughlin won gold in the women's 400-meter hurdles. She finished in 51.46 seconds, breaking her own world record. When McLaughlin initially broke the world record back in June, she wrote, quote, "I no longer run for self-recognition, but to reflect his perfect will that is already set in stone. I do not deserve anything, but by grace, through faith, Jesus has given me everything. Records come and go, but the glory of God is eternal. Thank you, Father." End quote. Philippians 3, verse 8 says, "I count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ." And finally, after representing churches facing discriminatory COVID lockdown restrictions for a year, Matt Staver, founder of the Liberty Council, gave an interview with International Christian Concern about their fight to keep churches open. Staver pointed out the hypocrisy of many churches and their lockdown restrictions.
Pastors and people going to church are threatened with criminal activity for worship. That has crossed the line. That's unsettling here in the United States. And so what we find is that the worst restrictions have come from these governors in states that are very pro-abortion, very pro-LGBTQ, and they really don't think that the church is essential. They literally put their heavy hand on the church while allowing everything else, frankly, to operate.
Staver also said churches that have continued to meet are experiencing revival despite severe backlash.
We're seeing that around the country as well. You see different places and churches that have faced intense persecution, and they're having revival in their areas.
Acts 5, verses 41 and 42 says, "So the apostles departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, August 5th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.